Blog Talk Radio.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock these, and I bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I ask who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Ban a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lap dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down.
Check the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Check the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. In the show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Every town, every state is a certified bully, looking great,
looking good.
In a show stacked up, a pool of weight, 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. You got some Norwood, then you shut it down. Dax Blood, then you shut it down. How that chaos be? They shut it down. What about Monster G? They shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride Worldwide, we shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
You are tuned in to the Bully Block. And I just want to, we're starting off this show. We can't act like this is a regular, ordinary day, because it's not. today, or you know, we have lost a good friend in the bully community, Andrew Hershberger, and from the Family Affair Bully Group. And tonight, you know, we're going to pay some respects to him. You're tuning into the Bully Block with Kevin and Danny. We're about to bring Andrew Woodson on the phone. Danny, do you have anything to say before we do that?
I just want to say that my condolences go out to the friends, family, and loved ones of Andy. I'm very, very shocked and saddened. I'm just, you know, just seen him this past few weeks in Detroit, and, you know, it's very upsetting. We were talking on a regular basis, and just one day he's here, the next day he's gone. So I just wanted to tell people, you know, don't take life for granted, but let's move on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm in no way, you know, a professional at what we do here. You know, I don't really know how to say what to say. You know, my condolences go out to everybody. I'm still in shock too. So forgive me if I don't know what to say about this situation here. We're gonna bring Andrew on the phone. Andrew Woodson.
What's up, guys?
Not too much, man. First off. Sorry, condolences about Andrew, man. I'm going to let you say what you got to say.
Man, just first to his mom, Mama Hershberger, to the brother Dan, and the rest of his family, to the media family, you know, our condolences go out. You know, we all have kennel partners to recall friends, you know, just kind of put some stuff out there and we leak with some stuff. You know, me and Andy have been rocking together for about 2.5 years. He bought a dog for me, his first dog, American Bully. And he champed that dog out at your showcase. He believed in what I had to say. And because of that, it paid off for him in the bully community. He had a classic champion known as CeeLo or Louie. And he became, you know, he was his own person, very bubbly, very, very nice and kind, no nonsense. At the same time, you know, I don't want people to not forget. You know, Andy had fun. You know, every once in a while we had, you know, pull his coattail a little bit. You know, Andy had fun. And I hate to have to do this, man. But in the last 30 minutes, I've been enlightened on something, as I guess some people think. It's brand new. Before Andy passed, man, me and him had a lot of business transactions that we were making. Kev and Danny, you guys all kind of know how that goes. And with carrying the kids around, you know, we made a purchase of a bus. And the kids all started getting sponsors. So Andy was kind of concerned himself a little bit. He's like, man, there's a lot of money. We don't want to look like we're exploiting the kids. He felt like the way I was doing it may have exploited the kids. But just to put this out in the air, those kids are older now. Kev, Dan, you know how old those kids are. They can count. They do well for themselves. It's sad that I have to address this in this time, man. It's kind of hard. But, Kev, you see me spend money, man. You know, I did it for a year without asking for a dime from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never asked for a dime. People have come to me and said, how can I help you? Kev, you helped out the program in a big way by finding sponsors to sponsor the kids so they don't have to pay for certain stuff.
Right.
anyone that believes or thinks, and I had to address this, every kennel partner, I don't care who you are, there are parts in your life, in your kennel, in your process, where you have to go back to the drawing board and say, hey, I don't care for this, I don't like this, and you have to come up with a way to move forward. And me and Andy did that before he left this earth. He could have told some other people, and I'm one of the people, my kids are listening, Raya, Jason Blue, Andy might have had some side conversations with you guys, but I guarantee you they were taken care of before he left. Allegedly, it hasn't been said, but from what I'm reading right now on Facebook, I'm said to be exploiting the kids for money. And I have never taken from those kids, man. Not my kids, not kids that I pick up on the side and just put them in a ring. I pay for more kids out of my pocket than I've ever received a dollar for.
Yeah, for sure, man. I never thought anything like that. You know, I would never, you know, I wouldn't, you know, done what I do. You know what I'm saying? If I thought anything was funny, you know what I'm saying, about it, like, I don't see nothing like that. You know, you're not constantly on Facebook campaigning for, you know what I'm saying, trying to get sponsors and people to pay and this and that, and you know what I'm saying, always coming up with stories, nothing like that. You just sit back, you know, people help you because they want to help you. I mean, I believe in what you're doing. I've seen it from the first show till now, you know what I'm saying. I've seen it from grow from, what's the first show you guys came to, Kansas last year?
Kansas, yeah.
And that was your first show? With the kids?
Yeah, that was with the kids. That was the first show with the kids. I started off with two kids. I'm up to 9 kids now, bro.
And that was a whole year ago. That was last March was Kansas. So in the whole, in that year up until now, you got how many kids you got? How many of them kids are in the top ranking of ABKC? You know, junior handlers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just want to put this on record, man. Those kids, the things that you guys see is almost little to none. Those kids come to my house. They got keys in my house. They eat up all my food in my house. And I don't even ask their parents for much. Because most of their parents don't have it. This is a recreational sport. Some of you guys believe that this is life. Danny has a job. Kev has a job. We have things we do outside of this. This is something because we have a passion for. And for anybody to feel like they want to exploit me in the sight of this, my respect for you inside of this. Miss Donna Hershberger, I apologize. I know you listen to this program religiously. I apologize for this even coming up at this time, man. I wanted to spend this tonight, man. I wanted to come on. I was excited to just talk about how Andy went from, you know, from someone I met who was crying out for someone to believe in him to what you guys saw at the shows, man. Andy was a cool guy. And we all have certain things that we have that we need to work on and fix. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and just say that, you know, he was a perfect guy, and what was me, and what was Andy, and what was, you know, this is a tragic death. No one deserves to just die. And it's just sad, man. That's sad. And I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. I'm not in any kind of battle. I'm not mad at nobody. We lost a soldier, man.
Yeah, he did.
We lost a soldier. Andy, he was about people. You know, I know one of my guys, man, got some pictures done. I sent up. He was from Fort Wayne. He went up there. Man, Andy brought the grill out, showed him a good time. Just talked to him today. Good time. He made people feel like family. Andy was a family guy.
Yeah.
his junior handler that he supported from the day he met me, man, she didn't want me for nothing. There were times in her life where, you know, her dad wasn't around as much. I wasn't there. And Andy was just like, man, if I need to get there today, he lives over an hour and a half away. He was like, if I need to get there today, I'm coming. And that's the kind of guy he was, man. That's the kind of stuff I want to talk about. If you want to talk about some ideas, some conversations you had with Andy, sure. I had a lot of conversations with him, too. We had a lot of disagreements. We had a lot of agreements. And when we worked those out, that's why, you know, a lot of people, you have to stay out of people's, you know, business endeavors. That's why you shouldn't tell everybody all your business, because we worked it out, and everybody else, all they know is, you know, how disgruntled we were on the opposite ends. They didn't see the day we worked it out. They didn't see the day that it came together and it, you know, we went and bought a bus after. You know, they didn't see the day where, you know, we showed up to a show and they said free junior handlers, and it wasn't. We had non-junior handlers, and me and Andy had to go into our pockets deep. They didn't see when we were broke down in Georgia on the bus, and we had went so deep into our pockets just to get the Nationals. You know, so we had to call on some of our sponsors, not people we were begging from, people that said, if you need anything ever, call us, we'll help you. Our bully community should be coming together right now. These are times to be easy for us to come together. Instead, we want to put stuff out there to put division in there. That don't make sense to me, man.
Well, let me go ahead and say this, man. Before we move a little bit forward and talk about the positive things about Andy and his, you know, the good memories. Based on what you said a little bit earlier and what you addressed, personally, I go to a lot of shows where you and the kids are there. I never seen one thing that proves that you exploit these kids or anybody else in the Family Affair Bully Club, for that matter. There's a definition of exploiting, and there's a definition of caring. And for those listening, okay, there's Andrew Woodson does not have to do that for those kids. And I repeat, he does not have to do that. He does that because he wants to. He does that because he wants to take care of the kids. He does that because he wants to teach them something. I personally seen how he shows them discipline at the shows. He shows them discipline in private messages that I'm a part of regarding the blog. So he educates them. He's turning them into strong young men and women. So please, I ask the community, whoever's listening, do not make this about drama. The gentleman has passed away, regardless if you like them or dislike them. Andy Hershberger was a stand-up guy. He attended these shows. He was always joking with everybody around, made everybody laugh and smile. Let's talk about the positive things. And with that being said, Drew, tell us a little bit about the positive experiences and how Andy had an impact on these kids and your program.
Man, like anybody that loves these dogs, man, once Andy got educated, man, and got a hang of, you know, what dogs, what he liked about these dogs, man, he was able to pick up some nice dogs, man. I know Nate, that owns Castro, man, influenced him a lot. He loved that Castro blood, I believe. He had two, if not three, Castro dogs at this point. And he just loved it, man. He loved the kids. It was funny how the kids kind of just knew, you know, Andy. I can remember we came up to one of your shows, Danny. I want to say, Kev, we come to one of your shows. It was an overnight show. And we couldn't find Andy, man. And it's no secret, man. Andy loves his Budweiser, man. He loves his Budweiser. And we couldn't find Andy, man. And the kids were like, I think we found him. And I was like, how? You know, we're walking up and down the hallway. He's like, there's a couple cans of beer outside the room. And then it was just funny, man. So, I mean, that's literally how he found me. But Andy was that type of guy. He was that uncle that everybody has, man, that, you know, you can't live without him, and you wouldn't even try it, man. He was funny, outgoing, no-nonsense type of guy, man. He liked to get the work done. I remember him telling me stories, you know, about his dad and how his dad was kind of no-nonsense, man. He made friends with everybody. I don't know if he had any enemies, man. He came up to Fort Wayne, and it took him about 20 minutes, man. He knew everybody I knew in about 20 minutes. a couple of pictures and, you know, a couple of meet and greets. And he was, you know, he was just that type of guy, you know. He's made friends with people like James Cosby and Cooper, man. He was one of the distributors for James Cooper for the Bully Apparel, man. And he was just that kind of guy. He saw a need in our group. You know, he had nothing to really do with the kids in the beginning. He saw a need, and he's like, man, Drew, keep it all the way 100, man. Drew, you got too many kids in that van, man. You're all cramped up in there, and you don't have room for dogs and coolers. And he's like, well, let's go out, man. Let's go out and get something, man. And we came up with that party bus, man. And without Andy, that couldn't have made it. It wouldn't have been able to happen, man. It wouldn't have been able to happen. So he saw a need like a lot of people do, man, and he would meet it. He was that type of guy, man. He was that type of guy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, from my personal experience with him and conversations, he was, you know, he was a great guy. He was passionate about the dogs, these kids, you know, and he was very excited about that show that you have coming up because, you know, we kept on talking about the fun show side of it because, he was in charge of that. And, you know, I can only say positive things. I didn't experience one thing negative about him, you know, and we interacted quite a few times.
Yeah, man, he was, this year's show, man, was going to be pretty big. His hopes was to throw his own show by himself. You know, he had some things he was dealing with at home. And you guys know, you know, throw a show, you're talking, you know, with great luck, we're talking $9,000 to put on a show. You know, that's what being good and penny pitching. So he was like, Drew, man, just let me do the fun show. He's like, I bring my guys out, we do some arm wrestling stuff. And I got my guys who ride bikes with me, they'll come down. And he had some big ideas, and he was like, man, why don't we have it sanctioned? Let's get iBully in there, man. I was like, well, whatever you want to do, man, whatever you want to do, we'll do it. And he was pretty excited, man. Andy, he was one of those people, man, you gave him a project, and he was ready to get it done. You know, if you said 2 days, he wanted it done in a day and a half. He was just that type of guy, man.
You know, it's tough, you know, for the people who've been around him, you know, just it's a sudden passing, and it's very tragic that this occurred. And, you know, there are really no words to say except, you know, for those of us that are still here and behind, you know, we're shocked and about the tragic accident. Now, a lot of people do not know how the circumstances of his death, and we're going to keep that private out of respect for his family, but we can confirm. Can you confirm that it was an accident?
Yeah, it was an accident. It was a motorcycle accident that he had. If anybody knew him, saw the pictures, he just got him a beautiful new bike. Just had the seat done. I think he had it done in real gator skin or snake skin, man. It was pretty nice. It was just, you know, we all know how dangerous motorcycles can be. And, you know, not far from his house. It was just a tragic, you know, an accident, you know. It could happen to anybody. It could happen to someone in a car, you know, go-kart, whatever, you know. Make one bad decision, and it could be fatal. So, we drove up last night Two Defiance, myself, and one of the other kennel partners. We drove up last night to help out with the dogs and get them all secure. We talked to Dan and his mom. We even talked to Isaac, his son. his message was, "I'm going to be the man now." he was in good spirits. And I said, "Well, you know, Uncle Drew loves you and he's praying for you." He was like, yep. And his focus was, man, just like I figured his dad would be, was keep Louie away from the other dogs because Louie doesn't like the other dogs. So we got to keep them separated. His focus was on making sure those dogs are secure and put in the right places at the right times, man. He was in good spirits.
So how old are your kids?
His kids, I want to say Isaac is about 7, and his daughter, Eliana, is right around my son's age, so about 5 or 6. So they're about a year apart. And they're both in good spirits. They're doing pretty good. Like I said, I did have a chance to talk to Isaac. You guys, I've seen a lot of people using that picture with Andy having Isaac on his shoulders. Eliana, you'll see that picture. Eliana was actually last year's 13-year-old national junior winner last year. She was actually the winner for the 8 to 13-year-old category. So you'll see her pictures on that. He was just having good success. As a matter of fact, he had finally listened to some people who was giving some information, you know, telling to give his dog some time to mature, because you know he had some different blood that needed to mature a little bit before it got in the show ring and actually was successful. So right now he had his dog on hold as he didn't make out to bring out the bullies, and he also didn't bring any dogs out to the Michigan show, but he was there selling shirts. He loved that environment, man. The very reason why registries like the ABKC were created for people like Andy, man. He wasn't putting on no suit and tie. He could if he had, he would if he had to, but he just liked to come and relax. He just loved the environment where he knew he can bring his kids would be safe, and he can enjoy something that was, worth doing. He loved those dogs, man. He loved dogs. I saw Andy, his first American Bully he bought, man. He got her, and he had to put almost, 8-9 grand in that dog from the word go. I was there for that when he kind of walking through it. Had to help him find a good vet, man. But, dog didn't make it through, but he ended up being able to save the puppies off of it. But he was just positive, man. He was leery of everything, and but he always was looking for the best in it. He wanted everything to work, And he's an entrepreneur, man. He loved to come up with ideas and make something happen. If anyone's ever visited his house, he built his own kennels. He was like, "Well, I can fabricate that. I can make that, man." So he made. He went out. I mean, they're good looking. We found out they weren't as functional, but they were good looking, man. He would try it at least once. He tried at least once, man. We're going to miss that guy, man.
We do have a caller on hold. We're going to take this call real quick. 559-307, you're on the Bully Block.
What's up, family? Excuse my voice. Hey, I'm a little hoarse from this past weekend, but Andrew, Danny, and it breaks my heart to be on this show. This is Papa Pit, and
What's up, Ron?
What's up, guys? For knowing him for such a short time, I feel like I'm a pretty good judge of characters. I get the opportunity to meet a lot of people, and to lose Andy is really tragic.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to even talk about it. Like I said, I mean, I've been known him a long time, but, you know, just the fact of the matter, the way his demeanor was, his attitude, you know, he always talked about his mom and stuff, you know, and we had a real good time, you know, the couple of times that I did hang out and meet with him. And Andrew, you were part of that too, you know. So, again, you know, some people you just have that, you just get that feeling about them, and you know they're damn genuine good people.
Yeah, Ron, you were one of the first judges he really took to, man. He really thought very highly of you and how you came up. The couple times we saw you on the tour last year, I guess it wasn't a tour officially, but at camp shows last year, and how you came up and then spent time with us, man. He really thought very highly of you. As a mentor, as a senior judge,
the feeling was mutual. Like I said, you know, I meet a lot of people, but there's certain people you get a sense about them, you know what I'm saying? And he's one of the very few that I got a sense of. You know, I mean, we all have our little skeletons and closets, whatever it may be, and we have our issues, but you still can read people sometimes. Man, he was one of the few people that, like I said, he was just genuine. He was a good time. You know, you could see he blended with anybody. You know, there was no segregation division in his sight. You know, he was a good guy. He loved everyone, man. And, you know, as big as he was, you know, nobody didn't give him any issues. That was never him. You know, he never was imposing on you. I mean, he was just, his muscles were as big as his heart, brother. You know what I'm saying? He was an unbelievable guy, man.
Yeah, Ron, I appreciate that, man. I saw your post earlier, and that picture of us, man, it brought back some good memories. We had a good time after the show last year.
Yeah, that was at the Oktoberfest, and it was a lot of fun, man. It was hilarious, man. You know, like I said, it's always good times, you know, and I've been blessed to be surrounded by some good people, you know, and Andy was one of them. So the other thing is, you know, we have such a big community, and from what I'm hearing, there's been a real slow turnout as far as, you know, aid to the family. So, I mean, there's millions of us, you know. I go to my Facebook page and I have to, they wouldn't even let me add any more friends. Well, if I had a dollar for every one of their friends to go to his family, I think it would make a big difference, you know what I mean? So I'm not asking people to give tens and twenties. I'm saying dollars, man. You know, you help out that family over there. And he would have done the same for everybody else, you know what I mean? So don't be shy, man. Generate, you know, donate, you know, much as you can, but try to be generous a little bit, you know, but every penny counts. And like I said, Andrew, you've been such a great mentor to these young people as well. I mean, it reflects on those kids, you know. And I only caught a little bit of the first part of the show, and it sounds like someone is accusing somebody of something, so I hope that isn't the case, you know, because I witnessed the work you've done and those kids, and it's unbelievable the things that have gone on, the things you do for them.
Yeah, Ron, that's, you know, and I want to go to bat, Ron. I know we want to get rid of this, but I'm going to go to bat for just a second. I think out of people's love for Andy, the conversation came up, and they felt like this would be the appropriate time to even address this issue. But I just want everyone to know that's involved, that knows about the issue. Man, if anyone knows me, I work 50-plus hours a week, man. And I'll do this with no sponsors, respectively. I'll do this if I didn't have a sponsor. I do this if I didn't have people willing to come up. And the sad thing is, man, everything we do, I don't know one dog person who gets free food and free water to water their dogs, and someone comes over and cleans up their yard. It takes money. It's going to take money to help bury him.
It's a very expensive hobby. What we do is, it's not a cheap hobby. Everybody knows that, man. You know?
Yeah. So you know, and my kids, you guys have never seen them not be in the ring. And for shows, unless they're Kev Green shows, and Kev Green puts the bill for that. So I want to say thank you again for that, Kev. Unless it's a Kev Green show, we pay every red cent. We were just at James Cosby's show this weekend. I had 6 kids at $20 a head, 3 shows. Somebody please do the math. You know, it just, it happens, you know. And I want to say, man, Andy, along with some other people, man, he was very instrumental in starting the sponsorship program. He sponsored Ana Alicia from the very beginning, and people like Todd Hughes from Varsity Bullies, they wanted to know, well, you know, I see Andy, you know, take care of Ana Alicia. How can I get a kid? And PCK, Julie, and Rick, they wanted to know, well, you know, we really like Vaughn. How can we get Vaughn, you know, how can we help Vaughn out? You know, Black
yeah,
Label.
I thought that was Andy's daughter, you know, up until at first, you know, the first few shows, I thought that was Andy's daughter, and Alicia.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, the relationship they had, man, because, you know, once, I'm the type of person, man, if what you do, if you want to do something, there's no reason for me to be involved. I want to say big shout-out, man. The GoFundMe account for Andy is being run by PCK's Julie. She is doing that for the bully community, and she'll be in charge of getting that money from the GoFundMe account over to Andy's mom, Ms. Hirschberger. So even in light of the light allegations or whatever's come up, man, I don't deal with money. I don't deal with it, just to kind of let everybody know. We pay in advance most of the time for our boost. Kev, you can attest to that. It comes from an account that does not even have my name on it. My name's not even on it. If anyone's ever got a PayPal from Filming Friend Bullies, it's from someone who handles money. Because I believe in building an empire. If you're doing it all, when something like this happens, you will take the fall for it. This is not my first rodeo. So yeah, man, Papa Pitt, man, I appreciate you, man. I remember my mom. Everyone feels the same way about you, man. My mom was just like, that guy gave me chocolate. Papa Pitt comes with
I love what I do. I mean, I've honestly been very blessed, and I can't thank the community enough. And Yanni's one of those people that are part of that community. And, you know, and before I got into judging, I heavily involved with kids. You know, I did a lot of volunteer coaching for baseball, football, and I had kids that already were grown and gone through the program, but I couldn't get rid of it because it was an addiction to me. I mean, I didn't give them nothing. They were giving me instant gratification, and they made me feel good for who I was and what I did for them. And I see that in you. You know, we don't get rewards for this. We get smiles and hugs from these kids, and that goes further than anything we could ever get. You know, my son just got married. He's damn near 40 years old. And when I went to the wedding, I was surprised that I had the opportunity to see, like, 8 football players that I had coached all the way back in junior high. And the love is unreal. There is nothing more gratifying than having somebody that knew you once to get involved here with, and they came to give you love and a hug and thank you so much, or look for you in a supermarket. You know, it's unreal. So, I mean, it takes a real special person. But this is not about me or you. This is about Andy today. And before I forget you, Kevin, that's awesome that you help these kids in your shows and stuff. So for that, man, I take my hat off to you, bro. A lot of respect, man. But again, Andy, man, I'm so brokenhearted over this. It seems freaking hard just to say the guy's name.
Yeah. Still there, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm still here, boss. I'm still here. Again, man, the bully community has been good. Well, good to Andy, man. Just like I said, man, there's a lot of stories I can tell, man, going to Nationals and, you know, trying to find some adult activity. You know, Andy was the go-to guy, you know. It's no secret, you know, we fought this battle already, so I'll say it in light of what's going on in the media today. You know, I'm a black guy. Andy's a white guy. And we never let that separate us, man. But we would go places, and they would look at me and go, how is he in the country western bar? And then they look at Andy and they go, he doesn't look, you know, country western to us. He doesn't fit the description, but we would go in there and have a ball regardless of what was going on, man, because Andy fit in everywhere. Andy fit in everywhere.
I could tell you one time we were at a show, and after the show we went looking for a place to have a drink, and they take me into a bar, and I'm the only Mexican guy in there, and everybody was black bikers, and I was like, holy shit, am I going to be okay? it was a good time, though. Right? You know, I mean, that's what's so beautiful about this community, man. We take up for each other, and we make whoever's with us fit in. So, I mean, it's a blessing. I can't even begin to say what the bully community has done. I witnessed it from day one, and I witnessed gangs and different races, creeds, religions all come together, break bread, and enjoy dogs and stuff. So it's been a phenomenal ride, man. It's unbelievable. You know, I mean, it breaks my heart when I hear people just badmouth different registries or try to discredit somebody. You know, it's a shame, man, because it's done things that I don't think many things could ever do to break down barriers and stuff. So, man, God bless you, Andy. And like I said, you're going to be greatly missed, man. And I don't want to take away from your guys' show here, but again, like I said, I want to thank you all. And like I said, and Danny's mom, my heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
And to his kids as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good evening.
Yeah, man, thanks to you. Thanks for taking the time out of your night and calling in, Papa Pitt, man. We appreciate it. All right. That was Ron Ramos, ABKC senior judge, calling in here. If anybody else listening in has any thing they want to say about Andy, any memories or anything they want to share, 619-639-4636. And make sure you press 1. All right. What else we got going on, Danny?
Not too much, man. I just, you know, for those listening, if there's anybody of Andy's family members listening in, and if they are able to say something, you know, feel free to press that 1 button if you're listening over the phone. Otherwise, you know, we'd appreciate a call from you. And for those other people who are closer to him, even junior handlers, if they're still awake, you know, we want to hear from, you know, the positive things, and you know, just keep his memory going. And just, that's the topic of the night. But in the meantime, Drew, man, what were some of the things that he and with these dogs, what were his plans, and you know, what did he actually share with you as far as, you know, what he intended on doing, and if at all did he tell you that they were kind of therapeutic for him, or anything about the breed specific that he mentioned to you?
Man, he had a bunch of stuff going on, man. And like I said, it was always a good thing. He would have conversations. I know he was looking into buying a dog from Ron at one point, man. And he sent me 1,000 pictures. Ron would send him pictures, and he would send the pictures to me and say, "What do you think? You know, that muscle good enough? Is it going to be long? Is it going to be this?" And he was just one of those guys just learning the craft, man. And, like I said, he had a couple Castro dogs. One of the guys here locally in Fort Wayne, my boy Corey Thomas, he was actually looking to, you know, do some work with him here as of late. I know, you know, his main focus was, man, is really just making an ultimate dog, man. Just like every other breeder, man. He just wanted to make an ultimate dog. And he was one of those guys, if it didn't make dollars, it don't make sense. So he had to have, you know, the best dog now. So, you know, he didn't mind going to work, man, and working his ass off so he could spend, you know, money to buy top-notch dogs that had correct, you know, angulation and stuff like that. And because he was part of the Virginia Handler program, Andy was able to learn about the dogs from a concept that a lot of us don't. When I first got into it, I wanted the biggest dog, the biggest head, You know, when I first started showing dogs, we were only stacking them forward. We wasn't even stacking them, you know, sideways or running them around in the same gauges. You know, so he was able to come into the dog arena and learn from the jump, you know, what not to invest the money into, you know, what to look for. So, you know, he had a good eye, you know. He had a very good eye.
So, he wasn't married, correct? He was separated or divorced?
He was married. He was married. His wife passed him. You know, our condolences go out to her. But yeah, his wife, mother of his child, his children. He was married, and that was a great thing. You guys see pictures of her. She didn't make the nationals with us, but she came to quite a few shows. Kev, I don't know if you remember that Wisconsin show, man, that you had, but she was there along with a couple of her beautiful friends who came in, Wisconsin, it was Kansas, who came, and I think one of his brothers lives down there, and they came down, and they were all in their bikinis and showing off their biker bodies, and they just had a great ball, but they were involved as well. Tessie used to come down and watch all the smaller kids when they weren't in the ring. Really enjoyed her at the shows as well.
Now, I do want to make an announcement for those listening in. There is a GoFundMe page set up by Julie Wilson of Pure Country Kennels out here in the Midwest. There's also a raffle going on by Corey Thomas. His post says, "I am raffling off one stud credit to my boys. Winner is chosen on May 11th. The first male is Muggsy. He's black and white. He's a Phenom son. And the second male is Anki. He's blue and white. He's a G2 son. Make sure you check out Corey Thomas's Facebook page. The post was made about 12 hours ago. Just was brought to my attention. The GoFundMe page, there are a few going on. There's one set up by Corey as well. But I encourage you, I'm going to share it to my wall right now. If those listening, even if you're unable to donate, please go hit that share button. You know, his family could really need it, really needs it. He's left behind family. Tell us who he left behind, Drew.
He has his two brothers, his mom. His father was already deceased. He has his daughter, his son, and his wife, Etsy. And then, you know, a slew of friends, family, and always the bully community, man. Be honest, man, I you don't know how close you are to a person until you lose them, I guess. For the first, when I got the call from a mutual friend, I was like, you know, he's all right. So I call his phone, no answer. So then me and one of the kennel moms jumped in the car, man, drove up to Defiance, and we sat there until we got a hold of somebody. His brother Dan called me back, and we had already got confirmation from the police that it was true. And it's funny how word spreads, you know, something like this. And it spread pretty fast, pretty rapidly, from many different angles, you know, especially from a person who has touched so many different people's lives. And whatever way he did, you know, whether he was helping change a tire, unload a bus, or he was just sharing a six-pack with you at the show. he was unselfish. He was not a selfish cat at all, you know. This is a A lot of people don't know, but I play drums, play in the church a lot. I know I go to church a lot. And I've done a lot of funerals and a lot of stuff like that. And normally I got the poker face on, man, and this one's shook me up a little bit.
Now, when did his passing actually occur? Was it last night, or because I just heard about it last night. So did it happen the night before?
No, it was last night around 7 o'clock Sunday afternoon. It happened pretty fast. I talked to his mom. She said that he was pronounced dead on the scene. That was about all I got from his mom. And please, his mom is on Facebook, Donna Hershberger. His brother is on Facebook, Dan Hershberger. Please show some love. Even if you're not their friend, I know she might not be checking as much. But just, just go and drop a message to her. She's a retired school teacher. She's, worked all her life. She actually was one of our drivers. She drove us, helped drive us down to Georgia to Nassau last year on that big old bus. excuse me.
Now, what kind of motorcycle did he have? Was it one of those racing ones or just like the Harley type?
Man, I want to say it was a racing one, but, I'm from the city. Black guy from the city, I didn't know much about motorcycles. Fort Wayne is not that, it's not a bike city, so I don't know much, but, it looked fast to me. I know it wasn't a Harley. I know it wasn't one of the, little granddaddy Harleys. Wasn't one of those.
Yeah, somebody, one of my niece's best friends came to visit from Florida. They used to go to school together, so she came to visit about 2 years ago, and she was obsessed with motorcycles. So she gets on the motorcycle, what was wearing a helmet and everything. But she was a passenger. But the driver, unfortunately, he had a heart attack on his bike. He was going about 80 to 90 miles per hour, and they hit the back of a semi-truck, and unfortunately, they passed away. So, I have three more personal friends who passed away on motorcycles, and I just wanted, to put it out there that I think, they're probably the most unsafest sources of transportation or leisure or entertainment that there is, and I'm totally against them, for that particular reason.
Yes, that's been said. I know my kids don't listen still, and they know what they hate to hear this. It's a teaching moment. When they hear that, they always go, "Oh, do we have to?" And basically what my take on it is, there's many different things in life that we take a chance on, and it's up to you individually to figure out what kind of chances you're willing to take. Each chance comes with a consequence and a reward. So, I personally, I don't think they make a bike big enough for me yet, so I won't be getting on one. But personally, I think I do agree with you, which they might be one of the most dangerous forms. But I think it's something that we as people, and this nation we live in, US of A, this country, we get to make those type of decisions, You know, some people say that solely about our dogs. You know, you guys have the most dangerous breed ever. And with Tragedy Stripes, you know, they use it as a, well, I told you so. So, you know, I do agree that motorcycles are very, very, very dangerous. I've seen some friends lose quite a bit of skin and tissue on a bike. I do agree with that as far as it being dangerous. But,
well, I mean, you know, Freddie makes a valid point. Freddie from Killanoid Kennels writing me, he says people in cars need to watch for motorcycles too. You know, people try to sneak a text and read a post on Facebook while driving or other distractions. That's completely right. And I'm guilty of some of those things, you know, and they just, anything could happen, man. And like I said, you know, in one of my posts that I made earlier, you know, people shouldn't take life for granted. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but I, you know, I'm a man of faith, and I like to share my faith. So, you know, I encourage people to learn about God and to learn to build a relationship, like I said on my post, because you never know when it's going to happen, and putting it off is not a good thing. But, you know, there'll be other times for that. We do have 3 minutes left in the show. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Please go share the post off my wall. I shared the FundMe page. I shared the Corey Thomas stud credits raffle. Share those as well, even if you're unable to donate or purchase raffle tickets. We're going to try and put some stuff together for him here at iBully, and try and get those something donated from us as well. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I will say there are a few events lined up this weekend at St. Paul, Minnesota. There's also the El Paso, Indiana show coming up May 30th, and then, you know, we will,
we can get some kind of fundraiser going on for the May 30th show, man. We'll put up some posts, man. Try to get some people to donate. Maybe we can do some auction or something like that, man. Figure out something we can do.
Definitely. And, Drew, I don't know if the event is still going on or what's going on with the Bully Ring Union, too.
A lot of people know Andy was not only the sectional partner, but he was instrumental in all that we did. We haven't made a concrete decision, but just be advised if we postpone it. It is because Andy did have a fine sort of piece in that, so we'll have to replace that and keep moving. But again, we will be. We plan to be at St. Paul and at the show in Indy, and if all goes well, our show is June 13th, and it will be the Bully Reunion. We'll have a piece in memory of Andy Hershberger.
Okay, all right. So everybody heard it right here. Make sure you check out these shows. Make sure you come out to Valparaiso, Indiana. We will be holding something special for Andy there as well. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Kev, you have anything for them?
No, man. I just want to say thanks to everybody for tuning in, man. Big shouts out to Andy, man, and everything he's done. We appreciate it. Your legacy will live on. And Andrew, we'll talk this weekend about your show, man. Make sure that the show goes on, man. I know Andy would like to see the show go on, man. So we'll try to figure something out.
All right, man.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. We do appreciate it. I hope that you know, everybody listening in, man, can understand the benefits, what's going on with the Junior Handler program. And Andrew was you know, a big instrumental in getting it to where it was today. Something he believed in. And We're just going to leave it at that. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to catch you on a different note next week. But this week, man, remember Andy. You know, put up some posts about him and, you know, help him out. Talk to Julie Wilson if you want to help out his family. And, you know, she's got the fun page, and it's official to his family and everything. So, you know, it's official. So thanks for tuning in, man. We're going to catch you next week.